Moncrief on News Talk.
150 years ago, a ship sailed from the US to the coast of Western Australia to help stage a jailbreak. The Catalpa picked up six Fenians being held in a British penal colony and whisked them off to safety. This weekend, the National Museum of Ireland will stage an exhibition about those events and will feature a flag that played a key role in their rescue. Brenda Malone is curator of military history there. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Could you start by telling us the circumstances of why and how these Fenians ended up in the penal colony in Western Australia?
Sure. So I think a lot of your listeners will have heard about the Fenian uprising, and that took place in 1867. There was a lot of the leaders and participants in that were arrested after that by Dublin Castle. And a lot of them, through their trial, ended up in Fremantle Prison in Western Australia. It was the British penal colony at the time. So that was after 1867. A lot of them in the between then and the rescue had been released bit by bit since then, but there were still six remaining in Fremantle by the time of the rescue.
Yeah, and these six were still there. Was it because they had previously been in the British Army and the British were making a point here?
Absolutely, yeah. So those particular six, well, there was actually seven, but there was only six rescued. But they were considered to be particularly, they needed to be made an example of. They really did not need any more Irishmen in the British Army deciding to rise up against them or use their training against them in any way.
Yeah, so they had written to Fenians in the US asking for some sort of help. Was that generally what they were asking for?
That exactly, yes. So there are letters that exist. They're now in the National Library of Ireland. And so they were writing to John Devoy in Clanmaegale in New York at the time, asking for assistance to be rescued from the colony in Western Australia.
And how did Devoy come up with this plan of buying a whaling ship?
I'm not sure entirely, but I think it was not just John Devoy that was involved in the plan. But generally, the Clanmaegale got together and decided that that the really only way to reach them, because this is really quite an isolated area of the world, which is why the penal colony was put there, was by ship. And they needed to get there by disguise. So they just thought that a whaling ship, if you can kind of think about a whaling ship, these are very big, very sturdy ships, that would be the best way of getting to Australia to be able to pick them up. So they started fundraising amongst the very, very strong Irish community. There was a really strong Irish diaspora at the time. They were very politically aware. A lot of them had a very good memory of the famine and why they came to America in the first place and would have been very supportive of Irish independence. So they began fundraising and they ended up buying the ship. They were a little short of funds when they first found the Catalpa. But they managed to raise the balance and managed to buy the Catalpa, which was a merchant ship at the time, which they then also had to pay to get re-outfitted as a whaling ship.
And George Anthony, the captain of the Catalpa, he had no Irish connection at all. Why he agreed to do this?
I mean, I suppose if you were cynical, you'd say that, well, he was being paid to do this. But the evidence shows us that he kept the flag of the Catalpa and donated it to Clanmaegale afterwards. And he said that he had kept that flag and cherished it for 20 years. So I think he did have belief in the cause. He might not have had any Irish connections, but it does look like he had belief in the cause of Irish independence. And of course, being an American, he would also be on the side of Irish connections or not of independence from Britain, as the United States had only achieved its independence about 100 years before.
Now, while that plan was being hatched, John Breslin travelled to Australia and he was kind of their undercover agent there.
Yes, yes. The entire story is almost fantastical. It really would make a very interesting film if anybody could raise the funds to make it. But yeah, no, there was all kinds of intrigue and daring and undercover work going on in order to get the prisoners out of Fremantle itself in order for the ship to be able to pick them up.
Yeah. And so when the Catalpa arrived off the coast of Fremantle, it seems like it was relatively easy to escape from the actual prison.
In a way, probably, yes, because it was so isolated. It was very much felt that if you escaped from the prison, you really didn't have anywhere to go. So you would be either picked up quite easily, or you would be you wouldn't survive very long in the elements. So, yeah, it was a really good plan that the best way to get them was by ship, was actually off the coast.
Yeah, and so they were unchained and unsupervised, so they could, I suppose, almost effectively walk out of it. You did mention that there were seven men there, but only six were rescued. Why was that?
Yeah, and there's lots of different stories as to why the seventh person didn't get rescued, and there's no real consensus about that. Everyone has their own ideas about why that was. But it does seem to have been deemed by the rescue group in the end that that seventh person was not going to form part of the team that was rescued.
Okay, that's really drawing the short straw there, isn't it? Now, they escaped. They did make their way to the Catalpa, but at that stage of the game, the British knew what had happened, did they?
That's right. So the Catalpa was actually moored in international waters, which did make it safer. But they had sent out the small whaling boat in order to pick up the Fenian Six from the shore. And they did encounter some choppy weather. And obviously, the whaling ship is very big, and the British authorities did spot them, and they sent out their ship, the Georgette, to intercept the Catalpa. And they did have to kind of hold strong as they were waiting for the boat with the rescued Fenians to get back to them. So they really did have to kind of hold their course for a while until the boat with the prisoners were, or the ex-prisoners or the escaped prisoners were on their way back, and who were all trying to keep out of sight of the Georgette, who was fully focused on the Catalpa at that time.
And presumably the Georgette said, give us them back.
Absolutely. So when the whaling boat with the escapees did manage to get back to the Catalpa ship, negotiations began with Captain George Anthony. The British did say, you must give us back the escaped prisoners. He turned to them and said, we have no prisoners on this ship. We have only free men. So he really did stand up to the British authorities and make sure that his crew and those escapees were well protected. The Georgette did kind of push the limits a little bit, and they did decide that they were going to fire on the Catalpa if they did not release the Fenians. And it was at that point that George Anthony hoisted the large US flag, which is the flag that we've got on show now. He hoisted that and said, if you fire on this ship, you will be firing on an American ship. And they knew that this would cause a fairly major diplomatic issue. Mm. So they did back off at that point.
I know you've had this flag, not you personally, but the National Museum has had this flag for a while. It's quite large, is it?
It's actually the largest flag now in the National Collection. So if you think about the whaling ship and the need to see what nationality that ship is while you're out on the open sea, so you can imagine the flag is quite big, but it actually measures over 4.5 metres long and over 3 metres tall. So it's for our sense, it's absolutely huge. Yeah. So it's never been on display before. So it did come to the museum in 1972, and it did go on loan out to Fremantle some years ago to be put on display there, but it's never been put on display for the Irish public before.
Yeah, how many?
So this is really kind of a special occasion.
How many stars are on it? Because I assume this is a fledgling USA.
It is. It's interesting, actually. There's 36 stars. So that means you can date it from between the 4th of July 1865 and the 4th of July 1867, which coincides with the Fenian uprising, but that I think is just coincidence. But there would have been more stars if it had been an up-to-date flag at the time of the rescue, but it was the flag that was being used by this ship. You got to remember that this ship had been kind of out of service. It had been converted from a whaling ship to a merchant ship. It was for sale. So, you know, they were using whatever they had in the ship at the time.
And you can go and see that flag this weekend, the 18th and 19th of April, at the National Museum of Ireland. Brenda Malone is Curator of Military History there. Brenda, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.